Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll have cloud cover to start, then gradually clearing into the afternoon with breezy north winds, high temperatures into the mid-30s. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies will drop back to a low of 16 degrees. For Friday, lots of sunshine up to 37, milder in the upper 40s Saturday. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro, currently 28.
Kansas MidAmerica Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the dry conditions across the state of Kansas continue to impact farmers and ranchers across the state as they say they're doing what they can to try and keep their winter crops alive. And they say that the kickoff to 2023 has not been easy.
We're only 10 days in, but we're still behind. The top couple inches are moist, but you get under those top couple inches, we're dry. And we double cropped soybeans back in, and the soybeans got about 4 or 6 inches tall. And they died because of the lack of moisture.
That audio from KSN News. Because of the die-off of crops, many experts are saying that farmers across the state are selling off their cattle to try and maintain. But that's going to cause issues further on down the road as well. And we still have to address the crop situation.
The wheat's disappearing rapidly. There's no food raised. There'll be none in the stores to be had.
We're getting into a situation where we're not harvesting crops because there's nothing there.
Many farmers say they're trying to manage the best way they can. But at the end of the day, they just need rain or the spring crop could be the next one impacted.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844- Seed tip.
The struggle in rural Kansas continues on, including the education system, as the Board of Education members for Central Plains School District had their meeting earlier this week and voted to close the junior and senior high schools in Wilson due to the financial struggles of the district. This KWCH News reports that the school will be closing at the end of the current school year, leaving many parents unsure about where to take their children for the fall semester next year. At the same time, the current high school students at the Wilson School say they're pretty devastated.
Wilson's definitely been my home for a lot of years. Since I was in preschool, I moved here, and it's just kind of upsetting that we're getting this all taken away and there's no Wilson Dragons anymore after this year.
It definitely makes me really sad because I've lived in Wilson my whole life. I've never imagined having to go somewhere else, and now having to start my senior year at a whole different school. It's just heartbreaking.
An audio from KWCH News. Students will have the option to go to Ellsworth, Russell, or Sylvan schools that are in the area.
Three, two, one.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Grand Island Public School Board of Education has narrowed it down to three different candidates who answer questions this week to become the potential next interim superintendent of the schools. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, they held the special board meeting on Tuesday this week. Herthaberg questioned each of the three candidates for roughly an hour apiece, saying it's better to do it in person as opposed to virtual.
It's always better if you can be in a situation where people can ask questions and you can clarify the message, because sometimes when it comes out in writing, it can go awry. especially email. For some reason, we don't seem to be able to get the tone right in an email.
That was Dr. Virginia Moon on KSNB Local Channel 4 as one of the candidates for the interim superintendent, where she had previously served as the interim superintendent for both the Omaha Public Schools and the Kearney Public School District. The next board meeting is set for January 12th, where they say they could potentially announce the person that will be taking over as the interim superintendent for the district.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers. Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced results from recent water testing on Mill Creek in Washington County, showing a decrease in concentration of contaminants over time and a downward trend in contaminants on the Little Blue River. KDHE has been sampling water following a crude oil spill that occurred last month. A stream advisory issued for Mill Creek downstream of the spill to the Little Blue River, directing area residents not to come in contact or allow pets and livestock to contact creek water, remains in effect. Water dependent, they'll take water samples weekly from multiple sites. Staff review, analyze the daily water and soil sampling conducted by contractors as well. TC Energy is temporarily diverting Mill Creek from a location upstream of the pipeline spill. The diversion will assist in the cleanup and reclamation of the impacted zone, limiting the quantity of unimpacted surface water that enters the containment area. Specially constructed earthen dams have been effective at containing spilled material. However, trace amounts of petroleum contaminants have been detected downstream. Diversion around the impacted area will reduce the chance to further impacts. No public water supply intakes are present on the Little Blue River. TC Energy is providing water testing for residents with private water wells close to the site, and the cleanup effort continues. Marysville City Council Monday again heard public comments regarding the Country Club Lake and public access from Steve and Valerie Prell and Chris Schrader, who own homes west of the lake. They'd met with the council for over 2 hours at their last meeting in December, asking reconsideration of eminent domain condemnation plans for a 30-foot access strip along the shoreline for fishing access. The city administrator reviewed a year-end summary, noting the general fund was off budget more than expected, due primarily to the June tornado damage and storm cleanup, as well as a few other unexpected issues. Water, sewer, and sales tax fund balances were all higher year over year, with the sales tax fund balance at $895,000. Austin St. John reviewed ongoing and planned future projects and asked for a budget workshop meeting February 23rd at 6 p.m. to continue the discussion and look ahead to 2024. Unanimous approval was given for purchase of a new street sweeper to replace the current unit on a 5-year rotation for $284,000, with sale outright of the current sweeper for $60,000. Low bids were approved for two mowers for the Cemetery and Parks Department at a total of $13,500 and the purchase of two new police department vehicles for a combined total of $79,000. Marysville Mayor Jason Barnes brought up again concerns with Keystone Road, noting it may be 4 to 5 years or more before South 11th and 12th roads are completed, and Keystone could be considered for improvements. It was suggested the street committee meet to discuss and perhaps consider returning the surface to gravel. Classes will be dismissed Friday for Hanover schools due to the passing and funeral for Sue Hagedorn. Harvesters will distribute commodities in Axtell Friday at noon, follow signs for distribution location, and sign up. Friday is registration deadline for an upcoming 4-part workshop for women in agriculture, focusing on the basics of land management, leasing, and conservation for landlords and tenants. Program will meet in Washington at the KSDS building Wednesday evenings beginning January 18th, continuing through February 8th. The program's purpose is to strengthen networks of women in rural areas, which can lead to opportunities for building trust and sharing information. $50 registration includes a meal for each session. Additional details online at agmanager.info/events or can be obtained through the Washington office of River Valley Extension District. January's Saturday recycling at Marysville near Hedstrom Hall will be postponed until Saturday, January 21st, 10 to 11 a.m. No recycling in Marysville this Saturday, January 14th. City of Marysville Water Department will disconnect old water service at 905 North 14th Street Thursday, January 12th, beginning around 9 a.m. Water may be off for several hours in the neighborhood at 905 North 14th Street in Marysville Thursday. Susan K. Hagedorn, age 69, of Hanover, passed away January 7th. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Hermansburg, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 4 until 8 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Susan Hagedorn. Kenneth E. Kenny Jones, age 46, of Wamego, formerly of Marysville and Frankfort, passed away December 31st. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial at the Antioch Cemetery at a later date. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Jones. Alan D. Krieger, age 63, of Odell, passed away unexpectedly at his home January 8th. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Methodist Church in Odell. Family will greet friends Friday, 5:30 till 7:30 at the Vance Gertis Funeral Home in Odell, in charge of arrangements for Alan Krieger. Beverly J. Wankey, age 75, of Barnes, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church, south of Barnes. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 1 until 3, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Beverly Wankey. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, zucchini and tomato, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, coleslaw, and applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As a low-pressure system continues to exit away on off to the east for today, and high pressure builds in from the northwest, between these two features, expecting some breezy conditions for today. We'll have our winds kicking up onto the north to around 15 to 25 miles per hour, and temperatures staying on the colder side, only working up to some mid-30s for highs by this afternoon. Then for tonight, we'll have partly cloudy skies with overnight lows dropping back into the middle teens. Abundant sunshine making a return for your Friday, just a couple of degrees above average with highs ranging into the upper 30s. But a warming trend expected for your weekend. Saturday, we improve back to some upper 40s for afternoon high temperatures, still looking to stay dry. Even some upper 50s making a return into the day on Sunday. And then rain back in the forecast later Sunday night and into your Monday morning time frame with highs in the lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature, mid-January 39, record high on this date 64, the average low 19 and the record low 18 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:25. It's 28 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 12th of January. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's a marvelous night for the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's 15th Annual Musical Review, morning, noon, and night at the Replay Lounge, Friday, January 20th and Saturday, January 21st at 7 p.m. at Venue 36 in Marysville, where 39 local musicians will take you from morning, noon to night. Tickets are on sale at marshallcountyarts.org or by calling 785-859-4260. Reserved seats are $40 and general admission is $25. Support the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and experience quality local entertainment.
Public welcome to the annual Knights of Columbus Soup Day, Thursday, January 12th, serving 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville. Homemade chicken noodle, chili, potato, and vegetable beef soup, along with homemade sandwiches and desserts. Free will offering, Knights of Columbus Soup Day is Thursday, January 12th, serving 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville. Local delivery and carry out available. Phone Day of the Soup Day, 562-2711.
Brown and Tatum light up the Pels, and Ja returns for the Grizzlies. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Celtics were home for the Pelicans. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum combined for 72 points in a 125-114 win over New Orleans. Brown post-game.
So far, I think this is the best, you know, in terms of individually, that we both have come out and played and led our team this season. You know, but I definitely think we got other limits to reach. We got to focus on what's in front of us, and that's taking care of business and, you know, trying to get back to the finals.
Nikola Jokic led the Nuggets with 21 points and 18 boards as they blew out the shorthanded Suns, 126-97. Ja Morant returned in a huge way against the Spurs.
Morant around an Adams screen, crosses over Poeltl.
Oh, he got him again! Poeltl gets dunked on by Ja Morant.
The call on 92.9 ESPN. Morant scoring 38, and Memphis held off San Antonio's fourth quarter rally to win 135-129. Around the association, the Bucks almost blew a 24-point lead before a late 10-0 run to close out the Hawks 114-105. The Bulls lost to the Wizards in Washington 100-97. To the college hardboard, senior guard Marcus Sasser led number one Houston against South Florida.
Sasser, step back, left wing three, got it, and a foul! Marcus Sasser with the dagger!
The call on KPRC. Sasser had 31 points, including that three ball. The Cougars defeat the USF Bulls 83-77. Fourth-ranked Alabama beat number 15 Arkansas 84-69. 25th-ranked Marquette upset number 6 UConn 82-76. NHL, Toronto skates by Nashville 2-1. The Flyers beat the Capitals 5-3. NFL news. The Jets and defensive coordinator Mike LaFleur have parted ways. The Jets begin their search for his replacement today. Sources tell ESPN the San Diego Padres and 42-year-old slugger Nelson Cruz have agreed to a one-year, $1 million deal. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Boys first-round play Tuesday in the Mudeckis basketball tournament. Second seed Diller O'Dell beat 7th seed Lewiston 50-43. 7th seed Southern fell to 2nd seed Parkview Christian 75-53. In the semifinals on Thursday, Diller O'Dell boys meet Bruning Davenport Shickley at 8:30 p.m. at the middle school. Girls action on Friday in the consolations, Diller O'Dell versus Southern at 8:30 at the middle school. Saturday, Southern meets Fall City Sacred Heart boys at 1:15 at the auditorium. Thursday night basketball tip-offs. Valley Heights entertains Rossville and Washington County's at Onega. Diller O'Dell boys face Bruning Davenport Shickley, 8:30 tip at the middle school in Beatrice. A duel for the Marysville wrestlers at Clay Center tonight. The Jayhusker tournament's here in Marysville Saturday.
Here's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, here's a look at your market information for Wednesday. Corn for March finished out at 656. That's up one. Mini corn finished out at 655 and a quarter. That's up 3/4. Wheat for March, 740. That's up 9. May wheat, 748 and a quarter. That's up 8 3/4. Kansas City wheat for March finished at 822 and a quarter. That's up 10 and a half. Kansas City wheat for May, 819 and a quarter. That's up 10 and a quarter. March oats, 349 and a quarter. Up 8 and a quarter. May oats, 346 and 3/4, that's up 7. January soybeans finished at 1515, that's up 5. Soybeans for March, 1493, and that's up 8. Soybean meal for January, 505, final price, that's up $4.10. Soybean meal for March, 474.60, that's up $5.70. Soybean oil for January, 62.39, final price, that's down 74 cents. March soybean oil, 62.11, that's down 46 cents. Cotton for March finished at 84.26, that's down 50 cents. Cotton for May, 84.39, that's down 45 cents. Live cattle for February finished at 157.75, that's flat. A high, 157.95. Live cattle for April, 161.32. That's down 32.5 cents. The high was 161.67.5 cents. Feeder cattle for January, 183.12. That's down $1.17.5. Highest price, 184.40. Feeder cattle for March, 185.55. That's down 95 cents. Highest price was 186.65. That's your market information.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. It is a Thursday, a special bread cow, bread heifer sale here today. It starts at 11 o'clock this morning, folks, and we have a great set of bread heifers here today, followed by a good set of bread cows, folks. We'll start with the bread heifers, and this is the first in the door. We'll start with the Carlson Catawba Syracuse. There is 5 black first calf bred heifers are bred to Herbster Black Angus. They'll calve January 18th, folks, and they are close up. Watch them, and they are very good. Moving on to the Bruna heifers out of Hanover. 39 black first calf bred heifers are bred to Flatiron Black Angus. Calve February 5th, folks. Now they are pregnant 7 to 8 months. And an outstanding set as they were the sale toppers in December. They will be the second set of heifers inside the door. Then we're going to move on to about 4 consignments of Thornburg, Lineweber, Langley. They are 15 black, first calf, post-CV bred heifers. They're going to be bred Hereford. They'll calve February 15th. All of these heifers are 7 to 8 months. Certainly home-raised cattle, folks, and they are very good. The next set of those heifers is 8 black baldies. They're going to be the same thing. First calf, OCV, bred heifers are going to be bred Black Angus, along with another group of 10. And then we've got a group of 5 black first calf, OCV, bred heifers. They will be bred Red Angus. Now, all of those cattle are 7 to 8 months along. Then the next set will be Tom Kreifels out of Syracuse, 35 black, OCV. First calf bred heifers are going to be bred to Klein Black Angus. They are calving January 30th, and boys, get the barn ready. They're close up and a very, very good set of heifers. Moving on to Eldon Snoke on 2 drafts. Yes, that's Mr. Snoke, the Red Angus man out of Humboldt. 18 red Angus, red white face, first calf red heifers. The first group's going to be AI to ABS red Angus finished product. Ultrasounded and all ready to go. They'll calve February 20th. They are pregnant 8 months. Then there's a group of 26 red Angus, red white face, first calf red heifers. They're going to be bred red Angus with an ultrasound. They are due their March through late April. They are all worked up. They're 6 to 7 months. That is the Eldon Snoke cattle out of Humboldt. Then we're switching to Pickerel on a nice deal here. Very, very big, bold black baldies. 150 F1 black white face, first calf OCV bred heifers. They're going to be AI to Herbster Game Changer 371. They're going to be ultrasounded. They're due to calve January 22nd. And you talk about being close. That is the Kurt Kim and Wade Thornburg cattle out of Pickerel. They are all 8 and 9 months along. Then we're at Pickerel, the Hagemeyer heifers. 16 red Angus first calf red heifers. They're going to be bred to Schweitzer red Angus bulls. They are calving in February, and they also are close up with a nice set of red heifers. I got 2 groups of balancer heifers, 6 black balancers. They're going to be first calf bred heifers. The first group, AI to Keneally Stingray Black Angus. They are ready to go. They're pelvic measured and all. They're due February 7th, and they are pregnant 8 months. The 6 red balancer are also first calf OCV bred heifers. They're going to be AI to LSF Sleep Easy Red Angus. They'll calve February 7th. Those heifers are 7 to 8 months. The Slama heifers out of Dorchester are 3 black, black baldy, OCV, first calf bred heifers. They're bred to Diamond M cattle. They are pregnant 7, 8, and 9 months. and the Bread Cow Department. We're going to start off with a great set. The Mike Party, Catawba, Wymore. They're 11 black and red Bread Cows. They're 3-year-olds. They're bred to LHT Red Angus. They are due to calve February 1st for a 45-day period. They are pregnant 7 to 8 months. Moving on to Terry Stahlbaumer out of Hextell. 16 black and red Angus Gelby Bred Cows. They're 4 to 7-year-olds. They're bred black Gelby. They'll be calving in February. And in March, they are pregnant 6 to 8 months on the Stahlbaumer cattle. Up next is Jeff Ray with 30 black baldy bred cows. They're 3 to 8-year-olds. They're bred to LHT black Sim Angus. They're due to calve February 10th. They start on that February 10th, and they're spread out 7 to 8 months, which is pretty tight. Moving on to Kent and Wendell Lane, complete dispersal. Folks out of Beatrice, 44 black bred cows. There's 3 first calf heifers. The balance of the cows are 3 to 7-year-olds. They're bred to Weir's Angus out of Diller or Kamek Black Angus out of DeWitt. They're due February 20th, and those cows are pregnant 6 to 8 months. Bob Harden out of Wymore has got 30 black and red bred cows for 3-year-olds to Broken. They're going to be bred to LHT Sim Angus bulls. They will start calving February 12th, and those cows are pregnant 6 to 8 months. Followed up with 10 black baldy bred cows, 6 years to short solid. They're going to be bred to black Gelby. They are due to calve January 20th. That's the Bruna cows out of Hanover, and they are pregnant to 5 to 9 months. Well, folks, it's 11 o'clock today at Beatrice 77 Livestock with the bred cow, bred heifer sale. First in the door is 5 very, very good black first calf bred heifers, followed by the Bruna heifers. Then we move on to the Thornbird Langweber Langley edition, and it's a great day with very, very good heifers. Well, thanks for the business. Give us a call, Tanya, Rick, or Denny, 223-3571. And keep in mind, as you know, the way that we go, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
731 from KNDY. It's 28 degrees. Missed any snow that might have been forecast overnight. Doesn't look like anything left in our neighborhood. High is on the cooler side today in the 30s. Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Big run of cattle today, over 2,500. Early consignments include 17 March calving bred cows, bred to Gilliam bulls, running age, 4 black Angus heavy bred, second calf heifers bred to Red Angus, 10 mixed bred cows, running age, 7 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 450, 22 black heifers 4 to 575, 10 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 20 weighing in at 4 to 6, 50 mostly black steers and heifers 4 to 7, 8 black steers and heifers at 450. 55 mostly black steers and heifers 450 to 6. 20 weighing in at 450 to 7. 40 mostly black steers weighing 5 to 5.5. 55 mostly black steers and heifers weighing 450 to 6. 20 weighing 450 to 7. 25 shorthorn cross steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6. 50 black steers and heifers 5 to 650. 70 mostly black steers at 5 to 650. 6 mixed steers and heifers at 550, 200 mixed mostly heifers weighing in at 5 to 7, 46 mostly black steers and heifers 5.5 to 650, 15 black and white faced steers and heifers 5.5 to 650, 75 black and Charley steers and heifers 5.5 to 750, 65 red Angus steers and heifers 5.5 to 8, 34 mostly black steers and heifers 575 to 6.25, 75 weighing in at 575 to 775. 25 black steers, 600 pounds. 20 black heifers, 6 to 7. 25 black and red steers, 6 to 7. 12 weighing 6 to 7. 15 black steers, 6 to 7. 21 black and red steers, never 6 to 7. 23 black steers, never 6 to 7. 50, 44 weighing in at 6 to 750. 16, weighing 6 to 750. 25, black and red steers, never 6 to 750. 80 black steers, never weigh 6 to 8. 15 black steers, never 6 to 8. 12 black and Charley steers, never 650 to 750.
15, black steers never 6 to 8. 12, black and Charolais steers never 650 to 750. 20, replacement quality black heifers weigh 7 to 7 and a quarter. 60, black steers never weigh 7 to 9. 50, mostly black steers, 725 to 775. 70, black steers never 725 to 8 and a quarter. 55 in that same range. And 16, weighing 725 to 850. 95, black steers never, 725 to 875. 15, black steers, weigh 750. 40, weighing 750 to 8 and a quarter. 150, black steers never, 750 to 850. 70, mostly black steers never, 750 to 850. 63, black steers never, 750 to 9. 75, mostly black steers, nevers 8 to 8.5. 108, red Angus steers weigh 8 to 8.5. 120, black and red steers weighing 900 pounds. 60, black yearling steers at 900. 60, mixed Charlie yearling steers, 900 to 950. Big run of cattle, over 2,500 early consignments. More by sale time at Marysville Livestock, Incorporated.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports Community Hoosier, a former Kansas City Chiefs running back, Peyton Hillis, remains in critical condition in a hospital in the state of Florida after saving his children from drowning just a week ago. KAG News reports that Hillis is dealing with kidney issues, as the family is asking members of the community for prayers as he recovers. The event happened when the family went to the beach in Pensacola, Florida, and he ended up rescuing his children from drowning back on January 4th. He was flown to the area hospital and remained unconscious until Thursday last week in the ICU. In other news, while one individual remains in the hospital, Bills safety DeMar Hamlin has officially been released from a Buffalo hospital on Wednesday. As KAG News reports that it was more than a week ago since he had his cardiac arrest. But according to the doctor for the Buffalo Bills, they say, quote, "We have completed a series of tests and evaluations in the consultation with the team physicians, and we are confident that DeMar can safely be discharged." Hamlin had spent 2 days undergoing tests at the Buffalo General Medical Center after being transferred from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center after the event.
Boys first round play Tuesday in the Mudeikis basketball tournament. Second seed Diller O'Dell beat 7th seed Lewiston 50-43. 7th seed Southern fell to 2nd seed Parkview Christian 75-50.